Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bomar Sean. As always, we appreciate you folks taking some time and then joining us on the show. We are 23 days, 0 hours, 29 minutes, and 38 seconds, 36 seconds, 35 seconds away before things get kicked off at Radio City Music Hall for the NFL Draft. And one of the gentlemen who's most likely to hear his name is today's guest, Devin Wiley from Fresno State. Devin, we appreciate you taking the time. We were just going on. How's the day treating you so far? You just got done working out.
Yep, just got done working out, trying to, you know, maintain, stay in shape in case anybody wants to do individual workouts and whatnot. So things going good.
Nice. And you don't have to mention the teams, but have you been on any team workouts or individual workouts or anything like that?
You know, the main workout that was done recently was done at my pro day by the special teams coach and the wide receiver coach from the Lions. They came out to the pro day, and it was mainly emphasized on them with all the scouts and whatever coaches were there watching. So the drills and everything were done by the Lions, and you know, it went really well. So
excellent. I mean, and can you believe your career at Fresno State's come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the National Football League?
Yeah, it's been a heck of a ride because, you know, I redshirted my senior year, so it kind of seemed delayed and it kind of, you know, it seemed like it was just taking forever to be done and ready to go to the next level. But my senior year was much needed, and I did really well my senior year, which helped my draft status, and I stayed healthy the whole time to show that I can that I can be healthy the whole season. So it was great. It was a great run.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, I mean, your teammates, they're probably getting ready for spring ball, and they're probably already got practices going on. What's that like knowing that those guys you spent the last 5-6 years with are, you know, getting ready for another year, and you're kind of going your own way and making your own way now?
Yeah, it's kind of trippy. I was back there for my pro day training, and they were all in the middle of spring ball. So it was just kind of weird seeing them with the new coaching staff and out there grinding. But, you know, it's kind of a nice relief to be done, to be, you know, have a new future coming up in football.
And definitely. And you were invited out to the East-West Shrine Game, another opportunity for you to kind of showcase your talents again, you know, in front of these scouts in practice, but not combine style, but, you know, in practice. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was great, especially, you know, playing against a lot of big-time opponents that I had played against in my career at Fresno State, being out there and being able to show what I got against these guys that are all, you know, going, you know, low rounds and guys with all sorts of talent and all sorts of, you know, big schools, and just being able to show that, you know, I'm right up there with them. Doesn't matter what school I came from.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you're a hot commodity. You get invited to the NFL scouting combine as well. I'm curious, just because I know, like you said, you had a few injuries. What was the medical process for, because I've heard some nightmarish stories. How was it for you?
You know, it wasn't as bad as everyone might have assumed, or even I had assumed.
Okay.
The main concern for these guys was my ankle surgery that I had, and my surgery was because of a stress fracture. It wasn't a full fracture, and, you know, my surgery was them putting two permanent screws in my ankle so that it basically reinforced the steel. So they took a look at it out there and did the MRIs and x-rays of it, and they just saw the screws in there, and the bone obviously completely strong because I made it through the season with it. And, you know, that kind of just, you know, relieved a lot of teams of my, you know, my ankle and all that. So.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm curious, I ask all the guys down there, were you able to get all your gear out of Indianapolis? I know you go over to the Omni Suite and you're getting the cleats and then you're getting your Under Armour gear and East Bay and everything. Were you able to get everything back out?
You know what? I was, I just had to, you know, pack it up, pack an extra bag, and it was pretty sweet getting all that free gear. So, yeah, I got it all out of there. It wasn't easy. It was heavy, but it was definitely worth paying an extra bag.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't able to get any free gear, but I was definitely going to the Nike Suite to get my smoothies and jump on the jelly beans and kind of the stuff they were doing out that way. Like you said, if it's free, you got to go get it. And you had a great career, and I'm curious, man. When did it kind of sink into you personally that the NFL was a possibility? I mean, I say it all the time. I mean, you go to a big time program, and I'm sure it was always on your heart to do. But when did it really sink in? You know, that this was something you could take to the next level.
A lot of it had to do with 2009, my junior year. Scouts coming in and out, watching me out at practice and seeing game film of me scoring against, you know, Wisconsin and Boise, you know, doing really well against some big teams. And them telling my receiver coach how interested they were and what they thought of me. And so my receiver coach is always giving me kind of the inside scoop of, you know, scouting-wise coming through the school. So that kind of was when I was like, wow, I definitely got a shot. I just got to keep it up.
Excellent. And like you said, the rest is history. You've definitely kept your end of the deal up. And like you said, you're 23 days away from, I'm sure, a childhood dream to make your path towards the NFL draft. I mean, you're deadly as a return guy. I mean, a couple touchdowns this past season, 400-some yards on returns as well. I mean, I'm sure teams like you both ways. But, do you like the special teams part even more than playing receiver?
Oh, not necessarily more. It's just a great addition to your game. It's so much fun being able to use your agility and athletic ability out in the return game. But no, I don't necessarily like it more. It makes the game more fun.
Yeah, just probably another opportunity to get that ball in your hands, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Definitely, and I think that's what everyone craves, that brown football in everybody's hands is what everyone wants. For you, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the show this question. I mean, if we put you out on the field right now, and we didn't know that was you out under the helmet and pads, who are you most likely going to remind us of with your style of play?
Well, I'd say in the return game, you know, I see myself as a guy like Devin Hester, kind of just explosive with the ball. As a receiver, you know, running routes. A lot of people obviously to compare me to Wes Welker, the slot receiver, but I see myself also as kind of like a playmaker type ability, like Steve Smith, a guy like that, because, my junior year I played outside, so I think, I've kind of got a good mix, hybrid mix of a flanker and a slot receiver in one.
Definitely, yeah, that's great. Great answer. I like how you responded to that. Once again, Devin Wiley, the standout from Fresno State, taking some time and joining us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. One of the top guys at Fresno State. He was invited to the East-West Shrine Game, and he was also invited down to the NFL Scouting Combine, and he looks to make that way towards the draft. Have you given any thought past weekend and how you're going to spend it?
Say that again.
I said, have you given any thought to draft weekend and how you're going to spend it?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be back home with my family. A bunch of my coaches from high school and even before that, like junior little league football, they're going to all kind of stop by and say hi and be hanging out, kind of barbecuing and seeing who calls, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's an exciting time. And, backyard, when you were 10 years old or around that age, who is that guy you pretended you were when you had the ball in your hands?
Oh, man. Growing up, I really liked, when I first started getting into football, I really liked watching Michael Vick. Just the way that's kind of one reason I'm number 7. Not necessarily because I was ever thinking I was going to be a quarterback. I just liked the way he was extremely athletic and just very deadly with the ball. And I also always liked watching Walter Payton growing up, too.
Nice. Going
old Walter Payton highlights.
Yeah. Wonderful. Great. We had Phil Payne from UNLV, and he said, when I asked him who he might resemble, he said Keyshawn. So we got some old school references from these young guys. It's nice to hear the older names getting a little love on the show. And, we do pass some of this off to scouts. They may be listening. Is there any part of your game you think goes unnoticed you don't get a lot of credit for? This is your chance to tell those guys to kind of press the rewind button and check it out again.
I feel like I've kind of, said my piece to scouts. So ask me position-wise, I let them all know that I've covered punts, I've covered kickoffs, I've returned punts, I've returned kickoffs, and played as a receiver, even some wildcat. I just love playing football, and I'm a ball player. Whatever team picks me up, they're going to get a wide variety of ability on the field.
definitely. And for you, what's that one home, what's the showroom floor, if you will, of your game? I mean, what do you think kind of makes you, what's that difference maker of your game?
Just once I get the ball, something explosive, something quick is going to happen.
Yeah, and not to kind of go back to the young days, but did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee? And if you did, were you that kid that had like 5 or 6 touchdowns like every game?
Yeah, I definitely played. I've been playing since, 5th grade, 4th grade summer and on. And, I was always a little rascal out on the field.
Excellent stuff, man. I love it. And I'm sure you had a ton of opportunities to sign with the litany of different agencies. You chose Rep 1 Sports and Bruce Tallner and all those guys. I mean, terrific people. I mean, what did they bring to the table where you knew these are the best people for you?
I just liked the way they went about their business. I took a trip down there to visit their office and the way they operate. And they're just great guys. And, you know, I didn't want to pick an agent that was just strictly some sort of business partner, or I wanted somebody that I enjoy being around, somebody I trusted, you know, somebody that, kind of built a sense of, you know, camaraderie, a sense of family, and that, you know, all those guys apart Rep 1 are just all, you know, strong family men, strong Christians. So it was an easy decision for me.
Definitely. And like I said, once again, the standout from Fresno State, Devin Wiley, kind enough to take some time and join us here on the Collegiate Pro Players Platform Show. Before we wrap things up, Devin, I always like to have some fun with you guys. I call it sweeping the corners, just a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oof. Mila Kunis. I can't remember her name, but the young actress from the movie The Roommate. She's just absolutely gorgeous. The movie's kind of creepy, but she's the main character, and she's not the crazy one. It's her roommate who's crazy, but gosh, she's just stunning. Also, Jessica Alba is always, kind of fucks to me.
Yeah, definitely. She's a franchise pick. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I'm curious, man. And this is a fun one for receivers. And we actually had the last guy, Phil Payne. He came on prior to you, and he actually broke the streak. So we'll see if you start the streak again. If you had to choose either one of these two professions, either the lead singer of a boy band, we'll see you up on stage, or are we more inclined to see you as a male model on the cover of a magazine? If you had to choose one of those two, which one would you take?
Like preference between what I would prefer to be?
Yeah, I mean, if you had to choose one as a profession, where are we more likely to see you employed as?
I play guitar and I love to sing. I would probably end up going with a little bit of both, and I would be in a boy band singing, modeling at the same time up on stage.
Oh,
if that makes any
man.
Sense.
I love it, yeah. I've never had one guy just do it all, but that's the way it's going to be done. So it's just kind of funny, Devin. All the receivers, I'm saying like 19 out of 20 guys that come on the show to play the wide receiver position always go male model. So it's kind of one of those fun questions, especially with you guys that play that position when you come on, when that question rolls around. It's kind of interesting. And I'm curious, did your teammates have a nickname for you?
You know what? I've had a couple. When I first came in, I was the young receiver, and they called me Wonder Bread. It could be because I'm white, and that's fine because it's kind of funny. And then eventually it developed into Mr. Wiggles.
Nice, Mr. Wiggles. Beautiful, man.
And Wiggles was because, one of the way people are described as, like, having, you know, juking a lot or being hard to tackle, they're like, wiggly. Oh, guys got Wiggles. That's kind of how that turned in.
Terrific, man. Well, hey, man, great career in college, like I said, and you're definitely a hot commodity moving forward. Best of luck, and like I said, we appreciate you taking some time today.
All right, thank you, my man.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Devin Wiley, the standout from Fresno State, wide returner / return specialist, and one of those kids just real deadly when he has the ball in the hands. Again, shout out to him for joining us here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.
is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.